Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington. The United States confirmed that Iran released 10 U.S. Navy sailors Wednesday, a day after they were detained when they drifted into Iranian territorial waters. A Pentagon statement said there was no indication the 9 men and 1 woman were harmed while in Iranian custody. The sailors were on 2 boats in the Persian Gulf between Kuwait and Bahrain when U.S. controllers lost contact with them Tuesday. U.S. officials said they were picked up near Farsi Island, and the Pentagon said Wednesday that they left the island in the same 2 boats before being taken ashore by Navy aircraft. Meanwhile, the Navy is investigating the incident. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said earlier the group had been released after the U.S. apologized for the intrusion into its territory and gave reassurances it would not happen again. In his 7th and final State of the Union address, President Barack Obama touted his accomplishments and focused on his vision for the future in an optimistic speech that attempted to define his legacy as he enters his final year in office. Addressing a packed House of Representatives chamber Tuesday in the U.S. Capitol, President Obama appeared relaxed and his tone was largely positive as he focused on the need to heal the country's deep political divides.
Our unique strengths as a nation, our optimism and work ethic, our spirit of discovery, our diversity, our commitment to rule of law. These things give us everything we need to ensure prosperity and security for generations to come.
In the opposition Republican response, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley criticized Mr. Obama's domestic policies for leaving a rising national debt, health care that is less affordable, and cities in chaos. This is VOA News.